Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, talking Indianola girls cross country with head coach Morgan Singleton. And coach, great performance at Pickard Park on Thursday, Indianola getting second. And overall, it felt like a lot of good finishes from the squad. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, I was really excited about our second place finish. I knew we could definitely get third, but I was going to be super excited if we got second. So that was great that we did that. We were really just kind of looking at Winterset. We're looking at Roosevelt and those kinds of things, and knowing we can compete with them, but needing to be very gritty to be able to do that. And the girls really just kind of took that to heart and were just super tough on a hard course on a hot day. And it was just overall just a really impressive performance by us.
I think what we've seen from the younger athletes as well with Callie Laxton and Avery Manny is they've kind of quietly started to move up the ranks a little bit and get more comfortable. And, you know, not that there aren't a bunch of other sophomores out there also kind of doing the same thing, but it just feels like this younger group is getting experience at the varsity level.
Yeah, it definitely feels like they're kind of finding their stride a little bit. Couple of road bumps for Callie at the meet last night, but it's one of those things where when you are brand new to high school athletics, or just if you're just an athlete in general, you're going to have days that aren't great and you're going to have days that are. And the thing that we do is we think about, like, especially as a newcomer, like our freshman on our varsity lineup, you know, what are the things that I'm struggling with? How can I get better? And just really looking constantly toward, like, that next thing that we can do to contribute to the team.
Well, I'll talk a little bit about Pickard Park. It is a unique course, I know, and you know, kind of love it or hate it from some of the athletes, but it's an advantage that you should look to take advantage of come conference time, right?
Definitely. It's we haven't been out there a ton for practice so far this season, but as a Simpson alum, I really love Pickard. I am one that loves it. I know that a lot don't necessarily love it, but they respect it, right? And I think that's important. And they know what to expect when they get there. And it's, we got to have a gritty performance. We got to get to that big hill first and kind of see what happens. So.
We'll talk a little bit about the development of the team so far this season. I know just in general, it's been a little up and down with some really good performances and then some performances where it feels like we were two or three spots behind where you wanted them to be at. But again, everyone's trying to peak at that right time. You're not really necessarily looking at overall places, right?
Yeah, you know, we're just a different team than we were this year. So we've had some growing pains this year with just figuring out, like, how are we going to work together toward this common goal? And I think finally now, midway through the season, we're kind of like finding that stride a little bit and kind of just taking that game plan into consideration a little bit more, or doing those things we need to do to that are smaller that can make a big difference in our strategy and that kind of thing. So, yeah, kind of a slower start for us, but I think we're kind of figuring some things out, and I'm excited to see what we do next.
Well, and then it just feels like there's a nice pack. I know Addie Mason's kind of been out in front for the varsity squad, but really after that we're seeing a lot of runners, you know, kind of within 5-6 spots of each other the next three or four, as I'm struggling with my words, but they are running in a nice pack there, and that does start to help with consistency.
It does. Addie has been a great leader out front for us this year. As a senior last year, she kind of had a tough season with some injuries, so it's really nice to see her being successful and kind of being that constant for us out in the front of our pack. And then we really haven't had, like, the same order or 2 through 7, 2 through 9, honestly, throughout the other end of our squad either. Girls are stepping up when they need to step up, and you know, they're just grinding through the days that are hard and, you know, working through that way. But I am excited with the way that we kind of pick each other up and are able to trade spots like that. That tells me that we're not getting complacent and we're always just, you know, continuing to strive to be our best.
There are some very tough meets coming up, let alone Little Hawkeye Conference, which is always incredibly talented, but Southeast Polk, and of course Fort Dodge, that preview up there as well. And then over in Waverly Shell Rock, I know that that's one of the biggest meets we're going to see, I think. Talk a little bit about participation and what you want to see over the next three or four meets or so before we get to state qualifying.
Yeah, so my assistant coach Barry and I have kind of talked about the next couple of meets moving forward, and we're actually just going to run JV at the Southeast Polk meet next week and give our varsity some time to get a couple of solid workouts in before we kind of hit up that in the final third of our season. We actually don't travel on the girls' side to Waverly anymore. We kind of have added in some other meets instead. So just the boys will be headed to Waverly. But in 2 weeks, we'll head to Fort Dodge, and that's just a great state meet preview. We get to do a little bit of a course study on the state meet course, and then just see a lot of teams that we don't normally see being in that part of the state. So that'll be a nice little dress rehearsal for us, as we have a big goal, kind of a lofty goal for us to get to state as a team. But it's attainable if we keep the right attitude and that kind of thing. And then we get to come back to Pickard Park for the conference meet. And the goal for me, my stretch goal, is I'm hoping we can place third. I think Pella's obviously the clear favorite. They're a very talented team, pretty stacked. Norwalk also, I would say, is going to probably be finishing second if I was going to make a prediction. And then I think it'll really be a fight tooth and nail between us and DCG to see who's grittier to take that number three spot. So three would be a great day. Fourth would be a good day. We're looking forward to competing with those teams and kind of moving into the postseason from there.
Well, last question before we let you go here, coaches. What does that training look like? I know you're giving the varsity some time off from competitions, but you still obviously want to make sure that they're out there training, and that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, on the course or anything, but sometimes I see them running around downtown as well. What is that training going to look like?
Yeah, I mean, we're just really trying to, we've got a game plan for the rest of the season as far as what kinds of workouts we want to do, but we also want to make sure we're coaching with our eyes and just kind of being responsive to what the girls need. If they're feeling run down, then maybe racing isn't the best course of action for us, and instead we can maybe get more out of a workout rather than kind of racing ourselves into the ground. So just trying to be a little bit more conservative with the group that we have, and kind of prioritizing the working out rather than racing, just so that we can kind of maintain that tight pack and stay further up in the race rather than fall back behind.
Thank you very much again, Morgan Singleton, and Indianola head girls cross country coach. Coach, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Andrew.
We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.